don't have to be around him. You know what you don't want to do around here?
You know what to do?
I said if you don't
want to
talk, I'll turn it off.
Oh, sit down. Don't hand it me back.
Now tell me something about
someone. Wait a minute. Are you?
Yes. How old are you, Mabel?
I'm about 18 years old. That's all.
Well, tell how you about how you
hoping. I was in a show. I had a girlfriend named Mildred. Mildred and I were in it. We used to go everywhere together. So Mildred said, come with me to Coney Island. I'm going to dance. So I said, me too. So I got a picture home of this thing we had on. So I went with her mother. With Mildred and I, we went to see her mother. No, it's okay. She can dance if she wants to. So I guess in this choir show, some guys make believe anyhow. So I understand. So one day, all this is within a summer. And what's his name? Mildred's some people came to, they were friends of Mildred. I mean, Ritha was a tall, light brown-skinned woman. And she was, I guess she must have been a person about her age. She had to be in a face. Because she was too well, now that I, that she's fine. There's a screen in there.
Is it on?
Yep.
Okay. So, we had supper that night. And this woman came in Mildred's mother. We set at the end, two was on one side, and there must have been 15 of us. On the deep side of the table, it was a long table, so because all of us had to get in there. So I'm sitting there, and all of a sudden I looked up at this woman. I don't know what it was about her, but I began to feel funny. So I dropped my eyes, maybe it's me, because I had girlfriends and all, but we never did things together. So when I looked up again, she was looking at me. Well, that confused me. So I dropped my eyes and didn't look anymore. And when she went to get up, I raised them and looked at her. And the thrill shot through me like electricity. I wasn't accustomed to that, see. Although I stopped 5 minutes later when I was 11 years old. So, or else I don't think it would have happened. So my girlfriend sat next to me, that's Miss Minor's daughter, Mildred. She said, what's nice is nothing. So she kept watching me. Miss Minor kept watching me. These other women down there, what the hell were they watching me so much for? So this woman gets up and goes up. Now I don't see her no more until the next morning. We had to have breakfast together there. Because there was a chorus. So we had to eat all together. So this woman was there. So after they said grace, I tried to keep my eyes off her. It looked like she was magnet. She just kept drawing me, you see. As she would watch me, I felt funny, even when I was looking at her. So after the breakfast was over, she went out and I followed her on out. Mildred was in back of me and I'm going after this woman. So she said, I lost her. And she came later. She came I'm going to walk around looking for animals. All right, now, after Mildred left me, wasn't time to rehearse or anything. So all of a sudden, I began to have that feeling again. So I said, now that's funny. I never felt like this before. So I knew within me somebody was watching me, but I couldn't tell who it was. And all of a sudden it dawned on me that woman is somewhere around. Because every time I seen her, I'd get a thrill from her, too. Especially if she was looking at me. So she asked me, she said, how she came over. Mm-hmm. I said, no, I'm not. I was so speechless, I couldn't talk. I was just stupid. Just absolutely stupid. So she says, how are you? I said, fine. Some tongue tied right there. So she says, you're at rehearsal, you want to come and sit with me and we'll talk? I said, yes. I was very shy, always have been shy for women concerning me, see. So, when I met her again, she was in the place by herself. So she says, now, why do you all, or she says, now ask me truly. When I look at you, it thrills you, don't it? Yes, I think so. I got the switches around my head. She said, that's all right, you can't help that. She said, but I'll have to put the show away, because I don't want to ruin your life. I said, you ain't ruining my life, I'm dancing. She said, that ain't what I mean. She said, and then that's the time I learned the word, a lesbian. It's through her. She said to me, so you know, I'm a lesbian, I'm married, and I wouldn't want to ruin your life. I said to myself, nice, but if that's what it is, you've already ruined it. I'm talking to myself. So she says, I'll ask Mr. Mitchell, whether you can come over to my place. So she asked him, Mitchell said yes. And she says, now listen, Miss Mitchell told her, I heard this tale after from Mildred. She says, now don't you mess up Mabel. Because I know Mabel, been known her for years with my children. Don't mess her up. So she promised that she wouldn't. But that nobody never keeps a promise. And they're tempted. So I went to stay all night with her, and Miss Mitchell went back home. Now that's the time when it happened, when we got together. See? And then she tells me next morning, she says, I can't stay here.
Are you
scared of that? No, what is it being scared of? You ain't got no business being scared. You're nervous, you know. You're going with somebody, okay, the girl goes that with man, it's the same thing. So that morning at the breakfast table, she announced she was going home. I think she was some part of out west, someplace, it wasn't nowhere near here. See? And she had come in with some other girls and fellas. They were playing the guitar and different things like that. So Mitchell told her, she says, yes, you better go. So, do you know, I became sick. I couldn't, it was something I couldn't fight it. I couldn't fight the feeling I had for her. Now I says, I've got to get this off. Mildred, she tried to talk me out. I went, oh, come on back home in New York. I had a small apartment, 3 rooms, and I stayed there for a whole week, fighting this sensation, see, because I couldn't take it off. So finally, I won. And I guess my mother felt sorry for me. My mother died when I was a month old. I guess she felt sorry for me. Ever since then, I've always had a guardian angel walking around with me. through thick and thin, this angel guided me. And if something was going wrong, or I was getting in with the wrong person, quickly this angel helped me to break it up. So she went away, and I went back to New York. And I used to go to Miss Mitchell. She'd send Mildred over to see how I was. She knew exactly what it was. See, if she, 'cause she had Mildred to deal with. See, Mildred was her oldest daughter. And she had her to deal with. Mildred was older than me. So that in my first love. I just like women. I wasn't interested in men or nothing. See? I didn't consider anything. I just liked the women. There wasn't nothing else they'd do. I didn't like the men for the simple reason I could remember what my uncle done to them. So why should I like them? As long as I had a feeling for someone, okay. That was it. Oh boy, I had a ball after that. Mildred would take me to the, I went to work for a man. He was, I don't know if they were Irishmen or, no, they wasn't Jewish girls, somebody. But anyhow, he was there. They promoted him, I never forget it, because she wanted to take me to Europe. And they promoted him to, he was in the Standard Oil. He had to go to Europe to make some arrangements for something over there pertaining to Standard Oil. And this woman, his wife, wanted me to go because I was taking care of the children. I just got there about a month or so. And she moved into our house. When she moved into the house, of course I used to go there. I had a room in New York. Three rooms in New York. I left those three rooms and went back to Jersey City. And we went back to Jersey City. There I meet stuff with some of my schoolmates and blah, blah, blah. So naturally, I become involved in all the women. Oh, I just like the women.
Were there boys that you
went
to?
Huh?
Were there boys clubs that you went to?
What club?
You know, for women.
Did I belong to a club?
No.
But these, everything is private. You don't rush into those things, you see. So I began to, Mildred came over, and then Mildred knew some more, and I just had some stuff. I had so much time on my hands with these two children. One is named Bob and the other is named Emily Lou, and they danced. They were taking up dancing lessons. I had to take them to dancing lessons. I had to have them dress and beat their behinds too. See, on top of that. So, mother, after I got all settled, it seemed like I went to a party one night right there in Jersey City. And I knew these, we call them faggots. And, see, I knew them. But they don't know what I am.
Well, you told the story about Piggy.
And Piggy.
Yeah, you told
the story. Yeah, Piggy. But then that's when Piggy comes in.
And you had other girlfriends
by then? Oh, by then I went to bed with a couple of them. Oh, I had a ball then. I was the butch then. That's that.
Was the first woman or the
second? After that first one, then you mean the second one. Oh, I just fooled around with a couple of the girls. That's all. I didn't put my mind down to anything. That was all right until I must have reached the age of 24. As I thought I was 23 years old, but I wasn't. I was younger. But I don't know it then until I was in Nantucket and meets up with a German girl. Oh, she was young too. Oh, she knew all the answers too. So we always sat and talked. Hitler, he was throwing bombs all around the place and we would talk about it now. So, we had, I never forget the night we had the hurricane in the daytime. And I'm going to hear the story because that's the day that night that the doctor gave me medicine and almost lost my life with it. So I went with this girl, the other girl, and joined a couple of little clubs, you know. They're the same as doing the same thing I'm doing. Stealing this girl and stealing that girl.
How did people dress themselves?
How they dressed? They dress ordinarily.
But I mean, people, like when we go to...
They wasn't wearing no smacks, and they wasn't wearing any jeans or nothing like that. You wore a suit. It was a suit you wore. And it had nice shapes and all like that, and those little shoes. Oh, yeah. We dressed up a breeze. And I always did dress. I liked the suits.
Did they wear pants or skirts then, maybe?
No. I never wore them. I wore a suit all the time. The butchers wore suits.
Well, what did it stand for?
Huh?
What did it stand for?
Why not for dresses? Would you think it was something different?
Well, today everybody wears pants.
Well, in my time, you couldn't wear nothing. They didn't even make pants for you. The only time then the other story about Pip, is she letting that dog out? Is she letting that...
I have to. She's making too much noise.
Get up on that bed and shut up. All right. Don't invite me anymore, because I ain't going to bring it up.
So what's
that?
You meant to
close. Huh?
About the
club. Oh, yeah, clubs. Well, there's plenty of clubs, and you met all them, all the celebrities, like Ethel Waters and all them people. You met them at clubs. And naturally, somebody just went, that's the butch sitting over there. And there's the butch sitting over there. So I got onto it. I fitted right into the life perfectly. All you had to do is go with one, and she tell the others. You had to be good, too.
Yeah.
You got to be a hot papa. Well, that's why. How we...
Then you were the hottest papa of
all. Oh, yeah, I was the hottest papa. And the hottest and the spriteliest papa in the United States. Oh, my God. I loved the women, but scared of them. Because this woman I was working for, that's right, saying, Mrs. Canales. I'll never forget it. And this woman, I don't know if she's married now. I come involved with this woman. And she's come up there and spend the night. That's all. Now, she's a married woman, and her husband's father, he knew about her husband's father right there. See? So he didn't say nothing. I don't see him. I don't know him. We were in the bed. I don't know him. So, next day, I think I was off. And I had met a fella named Terry. He was from Chicago. He ran on the road. And Terry would take me to the movies occasionally, you know. There was nothing between us. So, I went to a club. I was sitting at the table when this woman come up. And I see she kept looking around. So I said to myself, what is she looking at? There's another sweetheart over on the other side. So all of a sudden, a man appears. And he looks down on her. He says, so this is where you're going. Now he could tell that I was a bitch for the way I dressed. She just had a dress on, that's all. So, I said, let this, you alone! See that? You see it, don't you? Let this with your big bottom, go over there. Go over that joint.
So he knew you were a butch by how you dressed?
Yes, he knew I was a butch. So he looks down on me. He's got a little picture of me.
She's going to go to the bathroom. Don't let her do that.
What
do
they do?
Let me know. She's
going to go. I'm back. I said, I don't know what you mean. He says, I know what you mean. And then he'll go to me. didn't say no more. But he made her get up. And he turned and said to me, I don't want a picture with my wife again. Because you're getting all easy. I said to myself, now I got to start fighting with whatever woman I have. I got to start fighting about it. So one of the, I went home and I told the Easter faggots, all faggots, you know, home. So I made my royal interest a long time ago with these faggots. They knew who I was then.
Uh-huh.
That was a breakup. Oh, boy. When they found out that I was in the life, it was going to turn the party into everything.
It wasn't in the beginning.
See, he didn't know it. I used to come to his home on Sunday, and I'd sit there and talk to his mother, and laugh up a breeze at them. Those boys, they couldn't say anything in front of me. They'd talk in pig Latin. See? They was all talking pig Latin. Keep me from knowing what they were saying, and I knew more than they did. And there were some of them living together. On Sundays, he'd have all these faggots over his house, and they would have a ball talking that pig Latin until I leave. I get sick of listening to them. I would walk out and tell, kiss mama good night, good afternoon, and go on about my business. So that. So
what happened with the guy? Did you see him?
I don't know. I never seen him no more, and I never seen her. Because he might have threatened to kill her.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That's what the man didn't know. That, oh, they kill you. They found me there. You know, the wives is messing up with the lesbians and like that. They didn't like the idea. Of course, they was messing up with the men. That was all lies. That was fine. So, the next woman I never to this day understand it. I went to work in a family, and this woman we worked with, she was taller than me. She was blonde and a beautiful, beautiful girl. She had two children. Her husband was a doctor. And where was he at? This was in New York. So, that's the woman who came to Saratoga, where the fireplace, oh, you don't know about the fireplace. I didn't tell you about the fireplace there. Did I? You don't remember. Skip it. Well, I'm always biting off more than I can chew. So, this woman, her husband's away a lot. One night, now she knew more about this than I did, although I was in my 20s. So she says to me, come sit on the side of the bed. Then I began to think, great God above, this woman likes women. I said to myself, the kids were all fast asleep and everything. So I sit on the side of the bed. She said, you want to undress? Well, I wore white uniform. And I sat on the side of the bed. Back comes this thrill. See, everything deals with this particular thrill. I got my mouth open and I couldn't shut it. I said, what the damn? She said, what did you say? I said, nothing. Nothing. So, get comfortable. It's the colors of that. Oh, I've been a bad girl. I went with her a long time. We had lovely moons with Saratoga. That's where I fell in love with the fireplace. With her, I don't know where the hell the kids were. It was summer, you know, and we'd go out in the boat. Papa, he was only there on the weekend. We was nice on the weekend, but we was bitches in the week. Because we had a ball. And she was toast, marshmallow. not eat marshmallows, and terrible. Kids need bills, Mama, because I had some of the girls from New York to come down. She had a big garage, and over this garage, there was a three-room apartment. So she told me it's Taiwan, so I had to stay there. We stayed there 3 months. But I was so careful that nobody, no husband ever caught me again with their private property.
Did she get beat up
in
Africa?
Hmm?
Did she get
beat
up
in Africa? I've heard of one girl got killed over the same thing. So I remember all of that. You can't be so smart that you forget yourself. Because if you do, you're drowned. Then the man may be going with somebody else's wife, but they don't want to catch a woman going there. Yeah, I had a ball. Don't fret. I was there. I could dodge him like gangbusters.
How did that relationship end?
Mm-hmm.
How did that relationship end with that woman?
She didn't go to Europe. Some place they moved. Now who come in between that moving? I can't exactly, I had to think of it. Because the children, one went to ballet school, another went someplace else. Anyhow, they moved from there. They're in New York. And I guess I stopped it. Oh! Beth would come in there. The Beth would come in there, see, and between there. I was through there. So then I went on having a ball. But don't stretch your word. I never bothered nobody that I went to bed anybody that didn't have a feeling for it. That was our principle. And if I was going with somebody, and a man appeared, I disappeared. Because it's not good to get mixed up with the two of them.
Do you think women
are different today? No, they're more open today. They don't give a damn what you say. If I got your wife, I got your wife. Now what are you going to do about it?
You think it's good that we're more open?
Do I think it's good that way?
We're more open.
I think that everybody do what they want to do. I don't care what it is. I don't want you to go around and do it and get your head knocked off. And that's why when I met William, I went back into my shell. See, I never, with William, I don't know how I loved her, but it wasn't a passion. That I feel, you going after the day? Oh, you know, I'm going home to take a little. I can't have no damn peace. Where's the phone?
Hello? Yeah.
But I don't mess up with married women. I don't care how much they like me.
How do you feel right now when you see ladies on television? Is that how you call a house every time there's somebody on television?
What do you mean?
Well, it's different. It's like 20, 30 years ago, right?
Oh, but by all means, by all means.
How does it make you feel when you see
them? Oh, it makes me feel good. I like it. Oh, boy. I don't like hiding around with things. You know, I don't care for it. If I don't want to bother with you, I don't bother with you. See? And as for the men, I can look at a man and tell whether he's been running with other men. And there's so damn many of them, if they start throwing them in the ocean, you'd hardly be any left. That's right.
There's a lot more women, too.
So, okay, we don't mind it. Get rid of them.
But it makes you feel good to see stuff at home. And read books. And all the stuff that women are doing here.
Well, plenty of stuff they... And they, listen, they did the same thing. But they were quiet and went on trips and things like that. I can't accuse you if you go away someplace. I don't know what you're doing. So I think it's much better now than it was then, because it's open. Everything is open. You don't have to, you're within yourself and be sad or something like that.
What role did lesbian books play? You're a great reader. What role in your life did lesbian books play? Were they important to you?
I don't know what you mean.
You know, think about this today. Yeah. Stuff. Were they important to you to have?
Yeah, I've been having them all my life. Erectile Hall, the Hotel of Lawrence. Oh,
but
we read that 100 times. Oh, I think that was 1930-something. Where was that when I read The Well of Loneliness when I was in the home in Bedford. And then I was well loneliness didn't mean much to me because I was doing the same thing. I was beating the other girl in the book. Because up in the home, you could sleep with anybody you wanted to. And this had a stuff at all. And I liked it. And when I got out, I did the same thing. I never been hooked up with no man. So I can't talk on him too.
What else did you read
other besides the other one? Oh, girl, don't ask me. I read so many books I can't remember.
But they made you feel good, right?
Because they were doing the same thing I was doing. So, yeah, I want that a boy. That was the one. But Miss Darling was the sweetest woman I ever knew. She's quiet, born woman. That's what she thinks. And I wasn't afraid with her husband because he was a doctor. We knew when he was coming. He came in on the weekend, and we had a ball from on the next weekend. So it didn't matter to me. And she bought me clothes, and I had a ball. Going into the theater, that's how I began to like opera.
All the way back there.
All the way back there. Mm-hmm. I got mixed up with the young, it wasn't mixed up. Him and I went to school together in Jersey City. And one afternoon he asked me, would I go with him up to, I can't think of where that place was. He had to go up there on some business, a young fella. I said, yes. So he gets in the car, he goes on up there. When we got up there, I was turning dark. So he said, you stay here when outside the gate. Damn big mansion, I said to myself. Whew! What's inside there? So he gets out and goes in. He walks on up the path. I jumps out and go right in the back of him. See? So he took the key out of his pocket and locked this door. This apartment was over a garage. And I don't see no light or nothing. And they couldn't see me because I was behind the hedge. I'm watching him see what he's going to do. Now, I don't know who he's going with or what he was. And I didn't care because he wasn't going with me. I just went for the ride. So the light flashed on after he got up there. And I went on up to the garage. It was summertime. The window was open. And I heard a woman's voice. Well, now, I had been with too many men and their women not to know something was wrong here. So he come up there. See, she was his, he was her gigolo, little color. And she was giving him money and laying him out. She laid him out. Well, I guess I stood out there about half an hour. I got tired and I went on back, got in the car. Because I knew what was going on. So he came down shortly after. So I said, did you find what you was looking for? He said, yes. And he said, we'll go somewhere he wanted to go tomorrow. I said, no, not me. You go. I'll stay home. I was with Miss White then. So we come on home. Well, I didn't say 10 words the whole time I come home. But now I know who he is. He was supposed to be a young fellow. He didn't go with Piggy, only with that bunch. He was a lonely fellow. So when it got out. Now his father, he lived with his father. And his father didn't know that he was running with this woman. So I told him, and God said, now listen, I don't want to be going up to a place like that with you. I said, why didn't you tell me? I said, you married to her? He said, yes. Well, I'd like to tell Dad. I said, do your father know? He says, no. He said, please don't tell Dad. He'll kill me. I said, what did you do it for? Oh, he said, she'll pay my way through school. And, you know, he had it. Okay. Well, that didn't bother him no more. But he used to come to the house, and mother and him all would talk, and he'd eat. So one day, where was I at? It wasn't Jersey. I think I went to feed and come out and was, I don't know where the girl I had. Anyhow, this woman came up to me. She was between the age of 50 and 55. And she says, is your name Mabel Hampton? I said, yes. Why? She says, she called his name. She says, he's my husband. I said, yeah, I thought so. He says, then you look like all the women figure I was after their men, and the men figure I was after their women. So you see, I got myself in trouble. So she says, I don't want you to go anywhere with him anymore. I says, no danger. I stopped that months ago. I said, I didn't know he was married to you. She says, well, I didn't think he knew it. So she went on about her business. Now, that's the only thing I had to answer for her. I did not know he was married. And him and I went to school together. See? So that was a woman. But all the men, I don't know what it was. I guess that's why I stopped seeing so many people. The men would look at me and tell that I was after their women. And the women would look at me and swear I was after their men. Now I want to know what the hell was wrong with her. Just like if I walk down the street. Now I have been away from Jacoby for 5 or 6 years. All of a sudden somebody will come up to me and say, oh, Mabel, how have you been? I don't know them, but they know me. See, with Lillian say, I never changed from the time she met me. So, I bet you I stayed out of trouble. I didn't say you got in trouble.
Okay, that was the end of that part. Okay, we are making these tapes with Mabel Hampton, who's a woman in her 70s, a black lesbian woman who has lived her whole life as a gay woman, and I've known her since I was 12 years old, and I'm 38. And Mabel is spending this week with us, Deb and myself, in our apartment for Thanksgiving and for the holidays, and it's been a gift to have her here. And these, that's the vacuum I'm going to do. And we hope women in the future will appreciate the wonderful woman that is Mabel Hampton. There's so much life and dignity and vitality and wit and intelligence and strength in her that the tapes can just minimally testify to. She lived with Lillian Foster for 40 years. Lillian died this summer. Mabel's getting weaker, but her love of life and her lesbian strength shined through.